So we're doing a live show.
Yes, we are. Straight in there, straight off the bounce. We're doing a live show. Make sure you get tickets.
We've teamed up with Giddy Aunt Comedy and they do a podcast festival called Cheerful Earful, and you can find them on social media. So on Instagram, they're Cheerful Earful Podfest, and they're exactly the same on X, which was the artist formerly known as Twitter. And the link for our ticket, so there's £6 a ticket. The link for the tickets, you just need to go to www.cheerful.co.uk/events/findingthefunny, or you can find all the information on both of our Instagram profiles as well as the Finding the Funny one.
And also, it is happening on Sunday, the 5th of November at the Bedford Pub, which is in
Balham.
Yes, the Bedford Pub in Balham. And we are on 8:30 to 9:30. So yeah, I mean, like, this is a big deal for us, Pat.
Oh, it's massive, guys.
So
3.5 years in, and here we are.
Yeah.
Firstly, can you believe, I had this conversation at the weekend with someone who was like, your podcast has been going over 3 years now. And I was like,
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
It has. And over 1 million people have listened to it.
I know.
Which is bonkers.
So weird. I think especially when you think that we literally started it in lockdown. It was one of those lockdown projects. Yeah, let's just do it.
On a whim.
On a whim. And here we are.
Here we are.
Yeah. It is quite crazy, actually.
How do you feel about the live show?
Oh, I'm shitting my pants.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
What are you mainly shitting your pants about?
The fact that it's going to be in a room with actual people.
Do you know what I just realised? It's really hard to put any other word after the word shitting other than tits for me now. I really had to think about it and very nearly said, what are you shitting your tits about?
Well, I mean, it kind of works.
Kind of works.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I just think it's such a different way for us to record. Like, you know, we have only ever recorded like together in person like a handful of times.
Yeah.
So we are so used to just literally, you know, us being in our own places, plugging in a mic, plugging in headphones, jumping on a laptop. Bob's your uncle, Fanny's your aunt. That's it. There's no one else around.
And also, we quite like it that we don't have to look at each other.
I love that.
Maybe we should do it with our backs to each other.
Maybe we should be blindfolded or something.
Yeah, or just sit back to back and be like, we're not used to looking at each other.
Yeah, we could actually make that a thing.
Couldn't we?
We can't actually do this looking at each other, so we're going to have to go back to back.
I'm so excited. It's going to be amazing.
It is.
And you're not going to want to miss out.
I'm going to be buzzing my tits off after this.
Oh, same.
Yeah. But honestly, we would be so very, very grateful if you would just go and buy a ticket for £6, bargain. Yeah. Pop along on a Sunday night, have a little beveragine, have a laugh.
Yeah. Come and have a photo and a chat with us.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll be ready for photos and pappage and all that stuff.
Honestly, it's going to be massive. And you're not going to want to watch this play out on social media because you're going to get massive FOMO.
Exactly.
You're going to get massive FOMO.
Now, we were both away at the weekend, perhaps, but
we
not
were.
Together.
I was just about to come on to that. How was Bath?
It was very lovely.
Did you have a lot of beveragines?
A lot of beveragines. Although I went with three of my, probably my best pals. Three of my best pals. Mm. We all went down to Bath. We had this Airbnb, which was just basically in the middle of nowhere, which was
amazing.
Wonderful. And we did have quite a few beveragines, but we also realised how we're all quite middle-aged.
Yeah, old, actually. I'd say I'm middle-aged. I'd say you're over the hill, love. You're old.
I'm not over the hill.
Mate, you're 48 next month.
Yeah, that's not over the hill. I'm not even halfway through your century yet.
2 years or 50.
Well, anyway, we were really quite middle-aged at times.
Right.
But you know the thing I absolutely loved about it most, and I've actually really loved saying this just recently over the last few days, due to the fact that they had an issue with their Wi-Fi at the Airbnb.
Right.
And there was zero signal because you're basically like in the middle of like fields.
Yeah.
I was completely off grid.
I was off grid.
I loved saying that. And I'm going to keep saying it because, right. I mean, I am being silly by saying off grid.
But you loved it.
I did. Do you know?
You love a shutdown, don't you?
I do.
You love a digital detox.
A digital detox. I love going off grid, off the grids. Because, right? Do you know what it made me realise?
What?
How much you are, I can only speak for myself, although I think a lot of people will be with me on this. How much you just are constantly looking at your phone. And it was so nice because no one could message me. No one could call me.
How did Ellen cope with this?
Well, so we had, if you went out the back, I mean, basically this house behind us was like a field full of sheep.
Right.
And to the front of us, a field full of cows.
Right.
We found that if you went kind of towards the sheep, we got like 1-2 bars and you could just enough to make a call. So I was able to do that. But when I was in the house, nothing. No fucker could contact me. And I think that's what I loved about it.
I'd have hated that.
Do you know what? The whole weekend I kept thinking, Patty would hate this.
Oh my God.
You can't go any time without any sort of Wi-Fi. You got Wi-Fi on your flight to Spain.
I got Wi-Fi on my flight to Belfast.
You did not.
I did.
Well, you had a plane for all of like an hour.
Yeah. What's your point?
You need to go off grid a bit.
Do you know what part of it is though when I'm on a flight, genuinely, if I'm on a flight like on my own, it's the fear factor.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't really like flying, do I?
Yeah, so what?
And
what
I feel
that...
like if I can keep in touch with people that I know and I can chat, it helps me a bit.
You're a dick.
All right, Mrs. I was off grid. Yeah, I was off grid. And you know what, guys? I get so many calls and texts. I'm just so in demand, like 24/7.
I'm up in
the city. I'm doing deals. That weekend off grid, I'm at the Gherkin. That weekend off grid was like, you know, just a digital detox, guys, you know. And I got an avocado and some coffee. I sat with my pals.
Do you know what? It's not because I'm like, you know, I'm not being a big dick about it and being like, I'm so in demand, I'm so everywhere. But I think there is just something about we're too contactable now. Like, you cannot I need the gang to be on board with me here.
Mate, listen, this doesn't need to be a competition.
Well, you're making it a competition.
This is going to be a competition.
Yes, it is. I want to know what the people think.
Oh, I don't disagree with you that we're contactable easily.
But doesn't that piss you off?
Because
I don't know how to articulate my frustration.
But look, do you know what we can do? We can just say we can agree to disagree. You loved being off grid.
And I did.
It helps you to feel zen.
It does. Yeah.
I like a Wi-Fi.
/ you're a prick.
Oh my God, coming from the person that's been going around saying I just loved being off grid. I mean, that is like, go and live in a yurt or something then.
Do you know what? I could. That's the thing, right? I think I could live this life.
I reckon if you had kids now, you'd like be unschooling them. Not homeschooling them, you'd be unschooling them. You'd be living in a yurt.
No, I wouldn't.
You'd be going surfing.
The only thing I want to live in a yurt for is to just be on my own.
To be off grid.
Yeah, I want to be off grid. I want to be able to dip in. I want to be able to go, do you know what? Tonight, I'm on grid.
Well,
tonight,
you can't do that.
I know. And that's what I think I have found from the weekend.
Right. Well, I like the fact that you found that for yourself.
I found that for myself.
Anyway, I saw something on Very British Problems, which really made me laugh.
Mm.
Reasons trains are delayed / cancelled in Britain. Okay, this is the list. Lord.
Yeah.
Wrong kind of sun. Ominous cloud. Slightly damp leaf. Chilly track. Suspicious gravel. Doubtful platform. Cynical breeze. Wobbly signal. Sarcastic swan. I read that and was like, holy shit, that's true. You can turn up at the train station and say, there's been an icy leaf found halfway down the track. This train has now been cancelled.
There's a cynical breeze. Your train is no longer running due to the cynical breeze, the sarcastic swan, and the frosted leaf.
We don't know when this service will resume.
Well, actually, I found a funny, very British problem as well. Well, actually, I saw it a little while ago and then I forgot I'd got it. So here we go.
Okay.
A neighbour tried to steal the binfluencer roll last night. They put their bin out very early. Slowly, everyone else followed suit. I'm looking out the window now at a street full of bins that won't be collected. Oh, no, 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 because he's got the wrong week. He's jumped the gun. Amateur. I hope I get to see him dragging his bin in again. If it was me, I'd do it in the dead of night. The shame. Do you find that you do rely on other people putting their bins
sure.
out?
Yes. Well, Marty does the bins in this house.
Oh, but what if Marty's not there? You'd have to do them.
Well, I had to do them when he had COVID, but he sent me a message saying bins tonight. But what throws people is when there's a bank holiday.
Why? Do you get yours collected on a Monday?
No, but it'll be a day later. So the people that were on the Monday will then be the Tuesday. So we're a Thursday, but we go to a Friday. And you can guarantee some prick on this street puts it out on a Wednesday night and you think, fuck you, you're wrong.
Ours doesn't change for a bank holiday.
Oh, ours does.
No.
Yeah.
Ours remain the same.
Yeah. No.
But our thing is the green bins or your green waste.
Yeah, your binfluencers get on that.
Your binfluencers are straight on it.
That's such a great name.
It isn't it?
Binfluencers.
And I know there are definite binfluencers down
for
my
sure.
road.
Well, I think people see it as like a badge of honour.
That's what I mean.
I'm the binfluencer on this street. Yeah,
because everyone's going to copy.
I get mine out and then Jack follows and then Rita follows and then the Angenie and they follow.
Yeah. I mean, for us, it's Barry and Shirley over the road.
They're the binfluencers.
They're actually not Barry and Shirley.
That's just
Morris.
What we call them.
Yeah, Morris and something or other. I can't remember her name. But yeah, they are the ones because they're out there straight away. Early doors, you're like, right, Barry's out.
It's binfluencer. Bam.
Binfluencer Barry has got his bin out. I am going to get mine now.
Just one thing that I saw that was really funny as well was these. There was a sticker. A picture of a sticker on Instagram and it's got butt cheeks on it and it says for rectal use only. Yeah, that's the sticker that someone's put up. And then underneath they've just put, spent all week putting these on my annoying co-workers' backs. And the thought of someone walking around an office with a sticker on that says for rectal use only with a picture of a bum for me was hilarious.
I think you should try it in your workplace.
I think I might get some of those stickers. For rectal use only.
But how was your weekend, Pat? Because you were in the Northern Ireland.
Yeah, my weekend was good. It was nice. Arrived on the Friday.
Yeah.
You know, had chill time with Mel and Michelle.
Chill time.
And Matt was there. Not my Matt, Michelle's Matt. great weekends all round. Yes. I'm going this week on Thursday to go and see Mickey Flanagan live.
Are you having a fucking laugh?
No, I'm going.
I thought you could... Is this the thing where you got the tickets and then you got the wrong day, but then you had to get a refund?
Yeah, and then Cassie got tickets.
Right. I don't think I can do this with you anymore.
Shit.
Yeah. No.
Oh, you could have come.
Well, you didn't ask, did you? You didn't say. Angie, would you like to come? No.
Listen to this, though, right? It's a no phone gig. You have to have your phone locked away and you can only have it in the interval.
What are you going to do? You're going to be off grid.
I wondered whether I think it's maybe it might be close to the bone and he doesn't want anyone recording it.
No, it will just be that he doesn't want any of his material going out online without him being able to make a ton of money on it.
So, yeah, so you lock your phones away. So completely locked away. You can't have it until the interval when you're given the key to your pouch to unlock it.
I quite like that. I think that's a very good idea, actually.
I think it's cool. I think it's really cool. Yes.
I'm still pissed that you're going and you didn't ask me, though. That's fine.
Sorry,
I just wanted to say, literally, whilst we've been on air, Lucy loves Rich.
Uh-huh.
She's messaged to say, we've got tickets.
Yay! Hey!
Lucy loves Rich.
Amazing. So if
first.
You want to be more Lucy,
yeah,
they're not our first people to get tickets.
Aren't they? Can we do
I've had loads them? Of people message me saying, got my tickets, can't wait.
Oh, well, I haven't. She's my first.
Well, there you go. So she's popped your ticket, Cherry.
She has, yeah.
If you want to be like Lucy, remember, you can find all of the information for our live show, our very first ever live show, 5th of November, 8:30, the Bedford Pub in Balham. If you go to our Instagram, you can find all the details. Okay, so, Angie, shall I tell you what's been getting on my shitty tits?
Yes, I am looking forward to this.
We've sort of touched on this a little bit before.
Right.
But, so I've got a couple of things. It's really like flight travel has been getting on my shitting tits.
Right, okay. Yeah, so, flight travel.
Okay, so there's a few things within that, right? Firstly, the size of the carry-on luggage that people bring.
Mm. Oh, God,
oh, my
yes.
God. This one woman, oh, my God. Mm. So we were on a very full flight back from Belfast yesterday.
Right. Yeah.
Very full. Mm. And we were asked if anybody wanted to check out a bag in. Mm. I just had my little crossbody handbag. Didn't need much. You're not on for very long. AirPods. Mm. You know, whatever. I know people don't want to check a bag because they're perhaps going for one night or whatever. Anyway, the size of this woman's bag basically nearly took up one of the overheads. The overheads,
the
right?
Overhead
so this little fight broke out between this woman and this guy because he was like, well, that bag's taken up. And she was like, well, you put your bag down there. And he was saying, why should I put... But the amount of people that came on board with a suitcase that was like as big as a fucking 50-inch TV... Absolutely full to the rafters.
I'm with you, Pats.
Bulging.
Totally with you. Yes.
Bulging. I mean, check it in, guys.
Check it in. Yeah. But also, why are they not being told?
Yeah, what? Like anyway, honestly, the amount of kerfuffles.
Yeah,
you know, people getting whacked on the back of their head by these bags as they're going in the locker. And, So that really annoyed me. And this guy was really polite to this woman. And she just kept saying, well, you'll have to put it down there. You'll have to put your bag three seats down.
That is annoying.
Who made you the queen of where you
queen
put your
of
bag?
Ryanair. Do you know what? This happened to us coming back from Rome, right? You know, we had our trip to Rome where I was I was real fucking tastic in Rome.
Yeah.
Coming back. And we deliberately didn't check any bags. We just literally had enough in our hand luggage. That was it. Just so it made the whole getting off easier. Anyway, going out, not a problem. Everything's great. Coming back, we are probably one of the last to get on the flight because we were real cheap seats. And so we get up there to actually go through to get onto the plane. And... one of the air stewards said, I'm really sorry, but we're going to have to actually go and check your bags. And I was like, what? She said, I'm really sorry, but the flight is very busy. It's very packed. We're going to have to check your bags. It was like us four plus, I don't know, maybe another like 10 or so people. So we couldn't take our bags on with us. They had to take them off us, check them. Anyway, so that I'm slightly pissed at that, right? I'm like,
pissed.
Right. This is not what I wanted here, okay? But I'm annoyed now. Anyway, gotta let it go, Angie. There's no point getting your knickers in a twist. So we get on the airplane, and as we're walking to our seats, not only are there, like you say, bloody suitcases that should have been checked,
yeah,
but there's also cabins with shit tons of space in them. So I'm like,
it's about weight distribution, though, isn't it? It's about weight distribution.
I don't don't give a shit, Patty, wow. about your weight distribution.
Wow. Right? I do as a nervous flyer. I'm weight distribution.
Well, you can just get your Wi-Fi and you're fine.
I'm fine.
Yeah, you just get on your Wi-Fi and you're all set. Everything's just, you know, relaxed.
Yeah.
But I was just like, so I ended up taking photos of the cabins.
Oh, you prick.
No, I'm like, no, you're going to get a letter about this. I mean, they
did you write the letter? Of course you didn't.
No, but it was the prince. I just wanted people to think.
That is classic Ange. Absolutely living in the moment. I'm taking pictures. No, I'm going to write to them. I am. I'm going to write. I'm getting some money back off of this. Ian, you mark my words. I'm going to write. Ian's like, you won't write to them. I will. Fast forward 6 months. Did you ever write the letter? Nah, I could be asked.
It was more like I wanted to make a point to the stewards. Not that they gave any shit.
They don't give a shit.
About
but
me
also
and my
for
bags.
Me, the dickishness starts actually at security. Right. We know the rules now, right? If you're taking on liquids, it's 100 mils or less, and they've got to fit in a clear plastic bag. That is the rules. That has been the rules since as long as I can't remember a time where I flew where that wasn't the rules anymore.
Yeah.
And you've got people at security dicking around trying to stuff things that you know are too big, thinking, you're not going to get that through, love. You're not going to get that through. It's not going to fit in that bag, and it's blatantly over 100 mils. And they're like dawdling by the thing, should I throw it away? Throw it away. It's 150 mils, you prick. Throw it away. So you get through all of that, you get through security, you get airside, you're like, fine. Then you get to the gate and you've got pricks who are there in the queue, like
just
half
standing
an hour.
There. Yeah.
Just take a seat, guys. Yeah. You're at the gate now. This ain't going to go without
down.
You.
Yeah.
You can chill.
Yeah.
There was one guy in the queue on the way back yesterday and they came along and just were checking people's boarding passes. And you have to have ID to fly. It doesn't have to be your passport if you're staying... If you're just going to Northern Ireland, but you have to have ID to fly.
Oh, okay. Well, you don't have to have your passport.
No, you can have a driving license. Yeah, you have to have photo ID, but you're not leaving the UK, are you, if you're going
true.
To Northern Ireland? You're
exactly
the same as you go to Scotland or whatever.
Yes,
but if you're boarding a plane, for them to check that your boarding pass is you, you've got to have photo ID. So this guy's going along going, boarding pass is ID, gets this one guy and he goes, board. So the guy shows him the boarding pass. And this bloke from the airport goes, where's your ID? He goes, I haven't got any. He said, well, and this guy was like, what? And he was like, oh, you're going to have to step out of the queue. He was absolutely livid.
No.
Absolutely livid. He'd been in the queue probably for about 3 hours at the gate, you know, ready to go. Anyway, so then you get on and you've got all these dickheads with their massive cases. And you're like, fuck's sake, man, it's an hour's flight. Do you know what I mean?
You don't need all that shit.
Then, now I did check a bag.
You checked a bag for a weekend.
Should I tell you for why?
Because you take shit tons of makeup and skincare.
Exactly.
I can't believe you checked a bag.
Well,
to go
believe
to Northern
it, off-grid
Ireland.
Sister. Believe it, off-grid sister.
That is unbelievable, Jeff.
Anyway, I might start calling you OG sis.
What?
OG sis.
Off-grid. Yeah, nice. Yeah, off-grid sis.
OG. Anyway, then. Baggage reclaim.
That's why you don't check a bag to go to Northern Ireland for 2 days.
Baggage reclaim are pricks.
The whole baggage reclaim is a bunch of shit.
My case went round a whole time because there was three guys in the way and I couldn't get to my case quick enough. I was like, excuse me. Oh, it's gone now. I've got to wait for it to... And then I said,
why
so it went and I said...
Why didn't you just walk
round? Because there was like... Everyone was like right up at the thing.
That's why you don't check a bag.
They're shit scared they're going to not see their bag. Like when it goes back into that bit, it's going to like disappear somewhere. It comes back round, guys. Chill. So I'm like, excuse me. Try to get round. One of the guys that moves, tried to get round. Excuse me. So I said, great. My bag's gone now. Thanks. And they turned around and I just went, can you let me through, please?
Oh.
They did.
That is why you don't check a bag, Pats. How much did you take?
Not a lot, but listen, what you don't understand is both Mel and Michelle, whenever we do anything together, they're like, I'm not bringing any skincare. I'm not bringing any makeup. You're going to do my makeup, aren't you? You're going to bring all your stuff. That's what I get. I wouldn't have checked a bag, but both of them are like, are you going to bring all your skincare stuff? I'm going to use all yours.
No,
because I'm not cruel like you. I'm not cruel.
We had a great dickish behaviour in from Mrs. Lindsay Elizabeth Taylor.
Yeah.
The Elizabeth Taylor.
Yeah.
Not really. So she says, dickish behaviour. When someone says, I'm free all week, and you say, okay, Monday at 9 a.m, and they say no.
Yeah, that is really dickish. I reckon you're guilty of that.
That's what I was just about to say.
Yeah, because I reckon you're like, yeah, I can do any time. And then you, yeah, yeah, and you're, then so I then look. I'll say, what about Saturday at 2? And then I'll get a message back. Oh, sorry, Pats.
Yeah. Although actually you've gotten a bit like that of recent times. So you can back down.
Yes,
you have.
When?
No, a lot. I just can't think of the exact moments.
Exactly. Unless you bring me dates, times, accoutrements.
No, I know, and you know if you're being really honest. Oh. You're just not being honest because you don't want to be a dick about it, but you are becoming a dick about it.
I can't think of a time.
Yeah, there have been times because I've said, oh, perhaps, should we do that on that date? Yeah, that's cool. Oh, actually, no, Andrew, can't do that. I've got tickets to go see Mickey Flanagan or something. It has happened more frequently with you.
I think Mickey Flanagan has said no phones at his show because he's taken a leaf out of your book.
Yeah.
He
well,
wants
good on
to
you,
be
Mickey.
Off-grid.
Yeah. Yeah, good on you, mate. I'm with you. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I am. I'll own that. I'll own my own shit.
Yeah,
you
are big for that.
I am, but it's just because I'm not even going to give you an excuse for it. I am shit about it. I'm shit at that stuff. I am.
You just forget, don't you?
I do.
You just can't keep it in your memory.
Can't remember shit. In fact,
no.
Right, weird things happen when, like, I can't remember, well, I can remember what I did yesterday. But, you know, that sort
well,
of
you were
like thing of like, well, I was on grid by the afternoon because I was back.
Right, right.
But I weirdly, like, just remember random shit. And I literally go, how have I remembered that?
Like Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Like
Jonathan Van Tam.
Van Tam, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just, why does, I do think I have got something wrong with my brain.
Well, you know, you're menopausal, aren't you? That causes memory.
Or as my friend Nicola Riley, who was with at the weekend, calls it merry-pausal.
Oh.
Which I quite liked, actually.
Merry-pausal.
I'm going to start saying a merry-pausal. Not merry.
Talking of Jonathan Van Tam.
Yeah.
We talked a lot last week about Professor Whitty.
Prof Wits, yeah.
And then I got an influx of pictures and messages of him being back on the scene.
He was on this morning.
We have called this into being.
We have.
Finding the funny has prophesied.
Prof. He prophesied prof.
It was the Wednesday that he was everywhere. Our episode came out. Bam.
Bang.
Landed. 6
prof's
a.m.
Prof's around. Prof's out. Prof's about.
Before you know it,
watch
prof
out.
Is on this morning.
Prof is about.
Talking about the risks of children vaping.
Oh, is that what he was on about?
That's what he was back on about, yeah, vaping.
Oh, wow.
So he was everywhere.
I haven't seen him for, I mean, it's got to be a best part of a year since
Prof's
been
easy,
around.
Easy since he was dicking around.
Yeah.
Easy a year.
And then Bob's your uncle.
We talk about it.
Yeah. We prophesy prof and he's back.
You're welcome, Christopher.
Yeah, not a problem.
He's
mate.
Actually, on this morning, it actually said underneath, Professor Sir Christopher Whitty.
Oh, wow. Oh, is he a sir now?
Yeah, so he's Prof Sir Chris Whitt.
Prof Sir Chris Whitt. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
So he's a prof before a sir.
Yeah, I think
sir
it was prof. I think it was Prof Sir, not
prof,
Sir Prof.
Sir Chris Whitt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like
that's
that.
That's quite the title, isn't it?
It is, actually, yeah. Very,
you know,
very...
Prof Sir.
Do you ever wish you, like, had sort of, like, a title?
Well, what I find dickish is when people put their, like, degrees on their emails, signatures. Mm. You know, it's like MSc, social sciences, masters in psychology.
Yeah, DPITs or something.
Like, I think... You know, that is verging on, look at me, I've got 8 million things after my name.
After my
name. I've done a degree, I've done a master's, I've done a doctorate, I'm now a professor. Mm. Okay, we get it.
Yeah.
You know.
You don't need to show off.
No, you don't need to show off.
Yeah, but don't you think sometimes it would be nice to be like, you know,
to show
if I was
off.
Like, doctor.
Doctor. Well, I think for me, people say I'm a doctor, and what are you a doctor? I'm a doctor in geography. Well, that's bollocks. Do you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
Like, you know, if you're going to do a doctorate, like if you say I'm a doctor of psychology, oh, that's interesting.
Hello, Sandra.
Oh, hello. Yeah. Or if you're like, I'm a doctor, I'm a medicine doctor or whatever. Oh, if somebody's like, yeah, I got a doctorate in history at Oxford University. I'm like, okay, whatever.
Why do they get a doctor? Just because they have done a doctorate? Is that what it is? Right, okay.
So if you get a first, you can go on to do a master's. And then if you go on to do a master's, you can then go on to do your doctorate. Yeah, and you can... But, you know, anyone who's dicking around saying, I'm a doctorate in lakes and algae. It's like,
maybe I could become a doctor of being off-grid.
Yeah, that is that would be you.
Yeah.
Doctor off-grid.
Hi. Yeah, my name's Doctor Off-Grid.
Well, there we go. Just let's just do a quick reminder of the live show.
It is very important.
It 5th of November, 8:30, the Bedford Bub.
The Bedford Bub.
Bedford Pub, Balham.
Yes.
You can find all the details for it on Instagram. We'll get the info on Facebook as well.
Yeah.
But the all of the information that you need is out there on social media. We would absolutely love it if you came along to watch us.
We really would. Yeah.
So if you don't follow us on social media yet, you can find both Ange and I on Instagram. I'm at Ruth Corden. Ange is at Ange Corden.
You can find the podcast on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok and YouTube. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
Or you can send us an email, findingthefunnypodcast@gmail.com. We love hearing from you. We'd love to see you at our live show.
Yes.
But on that note, Ange and I will be back next week helping you to find more of the funny.